Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, I'm Scott Bertram in for Steve. This here is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, May 26, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, Michigan reporting Monday an additional 12 cases tied to the coronavirus, total of 5,240 fatalities statewide. 11 straight days now, fewer than 800 new cases. 202 was the number on Monday, a total of 54,881. Two, the University of Michigan won't have a football season this fall unless all students are able to be back on campus for classes. That's according to the university's president, and he said that's not a sure thing. It seems far more cautious than what we're hearing from many other schools, including Purdue, which is full speed ahead on returning. And number one, the Republican Attorneys General Association issued a statement criticizing Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel, saying she prioritized mussels over dam safety, leading to massive flooding in the state. We discussed that a bit on Friday, and we'll talk about it more in this hour of the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here. Final hour of this Tuesday edition. Steve back on Wednesday. Chad Livengood with us here in this hour, senior reporter for Cranes Detroit. Kaylee McGee as well from the Washington Examiner. My name, again, Scott Bertram. I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College, where I also serve as a lecturer in journalism as well. That means I teach in the journalism department. And very happy to be with you, as always, here filling in on the Steve Gruber Show. Yesterday, Memorial Day. And I mentioned to you far earlier in the day in, here in Hillsdale, we have our main drag downtown lined with these crosses, these white crosses, the names of those who have fallen in our wars, along with the war in which they lost their life. It's a very striking thing every single year. Took a bike ride up to Jonesville, just north of here yesterday, and they were doing some special ceremonies at a monument just off campus. And it's just a special day. I mean, that we honor those who fought for our freedoms. And my seven-year-old is just about old enough that we were able to tell him and have him understand, at least a little, about what Memorial Day actually means. And so it was a little different in that it was a teaching aspect. There was a teaching aspect also involved yesterday on Memorial Day. President Trump, of course, observed Memorial Day. And Joe Biden, where is this? Hang on a second. Here it is. This is the headline on a presidential candidate. Joe Biden makes first in-person appearance in more than 2 months. In Delaware, Joe Biden made his first in-person appearance in more than 2 months, marking Memorial Day by laying a wreath at a veterans park near his Delaware home. Since canceling a March 10th rally in Cleveland at the onset of the pandemic, the presidential nominee has waged much of his campaign from his home in Wilmington. He and his wife laid a wreath of white flowers and bowed their heads in silence at the park at a Memorial Day ceremony. Just partisan stuff aside for a moment, just so odd to have one of the presidential candidates not in public for 2 months. No rallies, no shaking hands, no kissing babies, no nothing, just at home. We'll see how long that will continue. It's going to be a very, very different kind of presidential race. Biden might have to rely on the media more than ever to bring him home, I suppose, in November. Wanted to hit some audio from President Trump. He was on Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson over the weekend, a wonderful reporter who's been a guest here on Hillsdale's campus a couple of times. Cheryl Atkinson and her show Full Measure. You'll hear her voice first, a Q&A about Richard Grenell and releasing some information. This is Cheryl Atkinson and President Trump, cut one.
Richard Grenell was made the acting director of national intelligence by you. Reporters, members of Congress, members of the public had asked to see a lot of this information, really for 3 years, yeah. But it was kept hidden. What do you make of that? Because it was kept hidden by people working for your administration.
Richard Grenell is a superstar. He had guts. He had courage to do what he did. We have another superstar going in, as you know, John Ratcliffe. He just got approved yesterday, and he'll be taking over as of Tuesday. Richard Grenell's done one of the best jobs I've ever seen. I mean, in a short period of time, he exposed them as being corrupt. Look, They were trying to do a takedown of the president of the United States illegally. It's all illegal. Now, I don't know what happens. We hope Bill Barr is going to be as good as we think, because Bill is a good, he's a great gentleman, a great man. He's got to hopefully use that information and do what's right. And he'll do what's right. Bill Barr will do what's right. But what Richard Grenell has done for this country is incredible.
That's President Trump, Cheryl Atkinson, on Full Measure. And a little longer cut here, the president talking with Cheryl Atkinson. She'll follow up here, you'll hear, about why others in his administration didn't act as boldly as Richard Grenell did. And some deep state discussion here, too, President Trump and Cheryl Atkinson on Full Measure, cut two.
But why did it take Richard Grenell? You had other people who
served
the administration.
Because they didn't do their job. They didn't do their job. Dan Coats should have never let that happen. Dan Coats sat there for 2 years, didn't do his job. He then had a replacement who was a nice gentleman from the military, but he was only there for a short period of time. But I'm so disappointed that Dan Coats didn't do his job. Jeff Sessions was a disaster as attorney general. Should have never been attorney general. He's not qualified. He's not mentally qualified to be attorney general. He was the biggest problem. I mean, look, Jeff Sessions put people in place that were a disaster. They took over. They've always had the Department of Justice, but they kept it under Jeff Sessions. And the whole thing, the Russian thing, is a total hoax. Think of it. They spent $40, $45 million investigating him. It took 2.5 years. They found nothing. No collusion. A friend of mine called, a very smart, great businessman. He said, you must be the most honest person in the world. You went through years and years. They interviewed people that I haven't seen in many years. Millions of phone calls, not one to Russia. Look, some of the people, and I say this, I say it proudly. I came to Washington. I was only here 17 times in my whole life. I came the 18th time I was president of the United States. I had a great life. I did really well. A lot of good things happened. Now what's happened, but I didn't know people in Washington. And whether it's Sessions, which was a mistake, or Dan Coats was a big mistake, you know, but Sessions was the big one. Look, Coats, he sat there. He didn't do anything. When you look at what Richard Grenell has done in 8 weeks, these people didn't do anything for 2.5 years. They should have been exposing this. So I'm very disappointed in certain people, and some people have done a phenomenal job. But what am I doing? I'm fighting the deep state. I'm fighting the swamp. And I said I was doing it, and I'm exposing the swamp. I think if it keeps going the way I'm going, and Ratcliffe is fantastic, if it keeps going the way it's going, I have a chance to break the deep state. It's a vicious group of people. It's very bad for our country.
President Trump, Cheryl Atkinson, this past weekend on Full Measure. You can see the full interview there. Briefly here before we break, hey, Gretchen Whitmer making national news. Her husband asking for the boat in the water, making the New York Post. It also is the top story when you head to foxnews.com. There's Governor Whitmer. Dem governor faces lockdown controversy over husband's reported boat request. So national news being made. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Nobody has to tell you we're dealing with issues we have never seen before. We're getting advice on if you should go to work, if you should go out to eat, and even how to wash your hands. But with what's been happening on Wall Street, is anyone giving you advice on your retirement accounts? How would you like to put a little social distancing between you and the losses that you're seeing? Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services has always focused on protecting your hard-earned money. They are built for times like this. If you have a question, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts like you did in 2008. You can do this without leaving your home. Set up a phone consultation now by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online to mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment